We got a lot of people who want to talk tonight. Coming first to stage is a master storyteller, Mr. Chris Crotwell.
Alex told me to give you a hug as well.
Excellent.
I'll give you that hug later.
All right. When I moved here to live with Geiger, you know, when I was finally, after a quarter century, birthed from the sweaty hips of Alabama into this freezing hell, where I was destined to become an adult somehow, after much struggle, I didn't know anybody, and everybody I met because of Geiger or Patrick were comedians, which was great, but exhausting. It's it'll really wear you out. And when I finally came to your stories, I found a place that really made sense, but I wasn't comfortable. And I'm still not really. I love them. They mean a lot to me. All the people that go mean a lot to me, but I'm not that comfortable. The thing that makes me comfortable every time is that moment when I see Dwight. Because he has this amazing ability to make people feel comfortable. You know, he's like a Snuggie full of Xanax. Really, really calms me down and makes me feel welcome and happy to be there, and has said some of the nicest things anyone has ever said to me. And, like, when you see him on stage, it's that enthusiasm. Like, that goofy, goofy enthusiasm. Or, like, the glee he has in making, like, a some bizarre aborted log of meat. And it's just, yeah, just, he brings that to all the things that he does, and you really feel that when you're around him. I have considered and had many conversations with people over the last year and a half about starting to play magic. And the thing I always bring up, and that a lot of people echo, is like, yeah, man, you know what? If we played magic, it would be a really good excuse to see Dwight more often. He's the sort of person that I don't see enough, but that I always want to see. But one thing sums up Dwight hugely in my head. And it's that no matter how old I get, and no matter how many amazing pictures people actually take of your stories will always be blurry to me. Your stories will always be blurry to me because the enthusiasm it takes every month to take 15 awful pictures and always put them on Facebook. But this is my theory, it's not pictures inexpertly taken with a bad phone that give that result. There is an aura of acceptance and love for every single person on stage around Dwight that is so dense that it actually bends light. That's what he sees when he sees us, because there's so many kick-ass vibes so close to where he is that everything I imagine comes across as fuzzy. And, you know, some of the best pictures ever taken of me all look like they were taken through a foggy window. And I really appreciate that, Dwight. I love you, buddy. Thanks.
Chris has a really good point. If you go through Dwight's Your Stories album on Facebook, you can see blurry details of a bunch of fine theaters that we've been a part of through the years. You can really see the public house grow from, like, a little scratch over here to, like, a couple more scratches and maybe some wood or a curtain. I don't know what that is. It's a great album.